many gammas did you say that LSM was, Tony? 300 and some?
313.
How many times higher than that? That 10 times higher than what the Apollo 12 guys got, isn't it?
No, it's not that much greater. It's about 100 more than they got on Apollo 14.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But the magnetic field of the moon in places is a lot more than anybody ever believed it would be.
That's right. From lunar orbit, it only looks like, from high lunar orbit, it only looks like 2 or 3 gamma at most.
Well, John, that looks like an endogenic crater right over there to me.
Which one?
Off at 2 o'clock. It has no rim to it.
I can't see. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying?
Sinkhole type.
Looks like a sinkhole. Big doodlebug hole. And that's, Tony, at 2 o'clock, and we're presently at 9/10 at 198.
Roger, we know exactly which one
and
you're talking about.
And it's out about 100 meters or so from us.
Is it on top of a little dome?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, I understand.
That crater, I'm... Yahoo! Boy!
And you left the ground again.
No, we almost, we spun out on my side.
That's it. We're going,
Tony, that's, this crater is about, I'd say at least 200 meters across, has no rim and no blocks associated with it except for rays.
Okay, we copy that.
Can we do a 3?
How about right here?
Yeah, that's great. Or 9270, either one.
Now.
Make it about 115-270. A bit farther right, John. That's good. Now you can go back.
Here we go.
Got it? I got it, okay. There is a fresh crater with glass right in the bottom of that little fresh crater, right back there. Meter size.
At 198 at 7/10 is the crater that Charlie's talking about.
Okay, we copy.
And that's not on a map either. It doesn't even show up. I guess my opinion of this place is that on our traverse maps, the rimless features, the very old subdued rimless craters, they just don't even show up. And they're just not there hardly.
Right.
I mean, unless they got a raised rim, they don't make it. They don't show up in photography, apparently.
Tony, that sinkhole, or whatever it was, subdued crater we passed back there, it's really deep. I'm surprised. Not really, don't have a map right here with me, but it was probably 40 meters deep or so.
Right, we've got it on the map here.
We couldn't see the bottom of it.
It's an absolutely great suspension system, Houston. You should see some of the things we've run through, and this baby just bounces right out and keeps right on going.
The nav is 196 at 0.5. We ought to see the old beauty when we top the rise here. John just ran over a basketball sized rock with the right wheel and just, there she is, John.
Well, that's good news.
We're about on top of a ridge, maybe 30 meters above, and that nav system has us pointed right at the lunar module. Look at that.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay. at 4/10. About 20 meters up, 30 meters up above it, Tony.
Okay. If you can recognize an edge of ray in the neighborhood of 50 meters north of the Alsep area, that'd be a good place to pick station 10 prime. Our photo shows the edge of a ray.
That'd be a good place to look for it from, Charlie, right up here.
Does he want to pick a ray?
Pick the edge of a ray, 50 meters north of an Alsep, of the Alsep. Tony, I just don't, you can't hardly tell where one of, they're not as distinct, the gradational pattern is, it's just too gradual. Just
okay, we sure understand,
kind of,
and just pick a site 50 meters north and we'll call that 10 prime.
They were the, okay.
Tony, we must be out of battery power because this camera's this DAC stopped running.
Okay,
with about 50% of the mag left.
Okay, that's fine. I guess our calculations are right.
Okay, John, let me get a picture of that. That is beautiful. Another picture. Okay. Back a little bit. I can't believe that big hole there. I just can't believe it right behind us. It might be that...
Hook a right, John. Let me get another picture all around.
There we go. Might be what, John? You know, that might be the end of a ray right there. See that? It's almost a blockless feature.
Yeah.
That might be just due to the downslope, though. Don't run into our hole.
Great, Charlie.
Home again, home again. Jiggity jig.
50 meters. Where you want to park this thing, you? 50 meters from the
to the northeast.
To the east of the downs.
The northwest.
Roger.
Empty up over this little ridge here.
Right by that big rock.
Okay, we're looking for in the sampling here those vesicular basalts that you've both described in the area. And also
yeah,
the
that might be one right over there, John. It's the bluish.
And the mega triangle with the other double core and the deep core.
Park on the angle 180.
Yeah, or north, I can either way.
And that's a beautiful sight.
Okay, Tony. We're stopped. And we're just about directly north of the Alsep.
Okay, copy that.
Come on, foot. There we go.